Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're going to be thinking about and talking about knowledge and where that comes from and how we can develop a healthy hunger for knowledge and how this can value add to our life. I've been thinking a little bit lately about travel, and one of the things that they say about travel is that it makes the world a bigger place. For everything that we learn, we actually discover more questions that need to be answered, and the world seems richer and more beautiful as a result of that. And so I've broken it down into two different areas, and that's ourself and the world, areas where we can know more. So we're going to start with just what we can know and how we can grow into ourself. And in terms of growing, something that can be really, really vital today is actually challenging ourselves to try something new, try a new activity, try a new intellectual pursuit, try and understand the world from a different set of values. Doesn't mean we have to adopt them, but just engage with the intellectual game as an opportunity to grow more and understand more. Challenge is an integral part of the process of growth, and someone that that I've got a lot of time for, that I look up to quite a lot, is an endurance athlete and absolutely really inspiring guy by the name of David Goggins. And he's got a metaphor to do something uncomfortable every day, and whether that be physically, emotionally, cognitively, to keep continually trying to stretch ourselves can be really, really vital. Another area that I think is important for growth in is our relationship and our connection to others. Think about the last time you walked into a room where you absolutely didn't know anyone. And yeah, that was uncomfortable, but what did it look like 10 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour, a day later when you knew people and your world had grown a little bit? I think that's a really, really important thing. And it leads me to start to think about who we are in the world and how we can know more and how we can harness this hunger of knowledge to know more about the world. And as I said, the good news is we don't necessarily have to go out further into the world. We can bring the world to us. We're at a point in our development where we have access to more information and technology than ever before. Documentaries, information, journalists that have gone out and found the story can bring it right to us. Another way that you can learn more about the world is to study, to learn things about other people, places, aspects of the world and life for interest's sake. It's unfortunate that it's hard to access some formal mechanisms of study without cost and things like that. And another thing that I like to do is actually make a list of things that I don't know, that I really actually, I want to look that up. I want to find out what that's about. Currently on the list are exactly how music is put onto CDs and read. I find that fascinating. Every time I get on a plane, I have to think about, how does this thing actually work? For some people, I'm aware that that may not be the most comfortable thing. But I'm also a really, really big believer in just continually having a list of areas and things that you'd like to know. I think that's really, really important. Think about the communities and religious and cultural groups that are around me. I don't have to travel to another community. I may just have to get to know my neighbor better and to connect with them, to find out, hey, how's the world structured from your point of view? How cool is that? This is what it looks like from my point of view. And actually, in that process, we can not only grow ourselves, but we can also grow other people as well. The more we do that, we're going to be better ourselves and also have better, stronger communities. Surely that's the type of world we want to live in. So stay hungry this week with Mind Games.